www.thebrewingclub.com.
It seems like the airlines these days have to constantly apologize. An Alaska Airlines plane landed in Portland. One of the pilots on board lost consciousness while approaching the airport, but luckily the plane landed safely. Paramedics rushed to the scene to help the pilot, but wouldn't that be scary to be the co-pilot, look over and see what was going on and think, wow, we have got to get this plane down and land safely and keep everybody calm so nobody really realizes what's going on. But that's nothing like the flight that had to be diverted to Denver because, guess what? An unruly passenger. There is no apologizing for that. Isn't it the worst? Because already, listen, we're all a little on edge. It's longer with delays getting to the airport, waiting, going through security. There's a new little twist in Tampa. When I was there, realizing you get, now they do these random searches. I don't know if it's in every airport, but you go through the rigmarole of being searched and the shoes off and the computers and your whole life and the bags and all of that. And then you're waiting at the gate and they randomly want to search you again. You might just get chosen and they'll look through your stuff. So you have a JetBlue flight from New York to San Diego. It had to be diverted to Denver because somebody was out of control. It lands at about 7:15 or so in Denver, and they had cops ready to meet the passenger. The passenger who shot cell phone video of a female passenger being escorted off a plane said that the woman became upset after another person was moved to a seat near her that reportedly required a premium fee and didn't have to make the payment. So the woman freaked out because she realized, yo, he's not paying any do re mi, so why should I have had to pay? So she got in the face of the flight attendants and the person, and that constituted, whoa, she is out of control. She won't stop. She's like bridesmaid gone wild. She's like Kirsten Wiig times 10. So then she screws up everybody's flight, and they have to divert the plane and land it. And then everybody's hours behind. They go on to San Diego, but, you know, 2.5 hours later. So what do people... Yeah, so what do the people get in that case? What do? They hand you out a voucher. Hope you enjoyed your JetBlue flight. Sorry we ruined your dinner plans in San Diego, but the good news is you get a free flight on us. Premium seats now people are fighting over.
With
wow.
Purchase of a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. You get another ticket with the ticket. It's crazy. That's what it's like when you fly the friendly skies. Not so friendly anymore. And you can't, when somebody's out of control, they gotta land. That's what they're gonna do. If they raise their voice and it's constant and they're up and down, that's what's gonna happen. They're gonna do that. They're not gonna take any chances because they're told not to take any chances. Alright, right from the get-go, this might be the most heartbreaking story of them all. You have a kid who has problems, who has attention deficit and a few other things going on in his world. He's 5 years old. He's on a school bus. Suddenly, somebody with a gun shoots the driver, takes him off the bus, buries him in a bunker with him. So the guy who shot and killed the driver of the school bus buries himself with the kid in a bunker. You have FBI, you have cops, you have Homeland Security. The guy is Jimmy Lee Dykes. He built the bunker for a year and a half, and they say he's been known to stay in it for days. It's 6 by 8 feet. It's 4 feet underground. They've been communicating through a 60-foot PVC pipe. He's a menacing figure, according to the neighbors, who say he once beat a dog to death with a lead pipe, threatened to shoot children for setting foot on his property, and patrolled his yard at night with a flashlight and a shotgun. So Dykes has this kid in a bunker. Awful. Killed the driver, like I said. Apparently he was supposed to go to court to face a charge of menacing some neighbors with a gun as they drove by his house weeks ago, and he shot at their truck. He decided he didn't want to go to court, and he took a different tack. He was going to kidnap a kid and put him in the bunker with him. So this has been going on for 3 days. They don't think the kid has been harmed. That's the good news. It's a standoff that keeps on going. And you have one woman, you have a mother saying, you know, Harry Ann Smith saying that you just got to keep praying, man. You got to keep on praying for us. Take a listen.
Ethan's mom did want me to convey a message to the community and to the people of this area that she's extremely grateful for all the prayers, that that's what's getting her through. She would like people to continue praying for their family.
Yeah, I'd say so. The bus driver is now being hailed as a hero, Charles Poland, who was killed when he tried to help the other kids, I guess, and everybody was scrambling on the back of the bus when the guy got on board, when Dykes got on board and decided to pull this kid off and take him down to the bunker. And it's, wow, it's crazy stuff there, without a doubt. What a standoff in a rural spot in Alabama where normally you have this quiet dirt roads, lots of activity, and then this siege happens and you feel for the kid because that's got to be scary. He doesn't know the guy's down there with him, and he doesn't know what's going to happen. Who knows how this ends? 3 days going on 4 days, and let's hope it ends well, because this guy is obviously clearly not in control of all his faculties, and you know, certainly if they get him out of there, now whatever the charge was, just going to be being menacing. Now he's got kidnapping and a few other things, murder and kidnapping. That will be the charges, because they'll cuff him immediately the second they get him up from there. But let's hope for the kid's sake they get the kid up and then deal with him, and that would be the best possible outcome of this. All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, I can introduce you to a former congressman from Pennsylvania, Bob Edgar. Bob talking about the need for some common sense and compromise, like he saw during the Watergate years when he was new to politics and they were able to work a few things out. He talks about that and a little bit of healthcare stuff and some other things mixed in between. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Edgar, who's the president and CEO of Common Cause. It's a national nonpartisan nonprofit lobby. They work to, you know, with the government, obviously work on the government at a lot of different levels. And what I like about the group is, and this is seems to be their mission, and we'll ask Bob, but they're pushing for more open, honest accountability, conversation, connecting people with what's going on with the government and what's happening with us, and especially we see this with healthcare and all the chatter that has happened, obviously, in the past a decade and even before that. Bob, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, it's great to be with you. Common Cause was founded by moderate Republicans back in 1970. John Gardner was our hero, who was in the Johnson administration, and he learned as he was working both in government and the private sector that everybody was represented here in Washington except average ordinary people. And over the last 42 and a half years, Common Cause has worked to regulate money in politics, work on ethics and lobbying reform. We were big time in this last election trying to push back on deceptive practices and make sure that everyone's vote counts. People can check out our website, but I'm here at the Families USA Healthcare Conference because we believe that quality health care is important for every citizen, and over the last couple years, there's been a lot of tension, partisan tension, a lot of special interest money flooding the system to corrode Obama's health care initiative. We hope that after this last November's election, in a bipartisan way, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents will recognize that this, like Social Security, like Medicare, is now the law of the land. It's now time to implement it. It's now time to work together. And if there needs to be reform, it's now time to work collaboratively. When I served in Congress, my best friends were moderate Republicans. Jake Javits and Senator Brooks and Heinz and Schweiker, all Republican senators, worked collaboratively once elected for the common good. We need that same spirit now, and hopefully the enthusiasm following this past election will ignite a new spirit here in Washington so that people know that this health care law is not going to go away. It's going to be implemented. Let's implement it together.
Yeah, Bob, it's interesting you mentioned when you were at the House of Representatives, the people that you worked with, weren't you? I remember this nickname now. It's coming to me, the Watergate Babies. You were part of that, weren't you?
I was one of the Watergate Babies, elected with 75 Democratic new members after the Nixon scandal, and 17 Republicans who were elected. We shut down the Vietnam War. We put in place the first energy bill, resource recovery, the Older Americans Act, Head Start. We were kind of the progressive version of the Tea Party. We were pushing back on committee chairs who were chairs simply by seniority. We unseated five of those. Reform was in the air. Coming up in March, Common Cause is having a reflection on Watergate, asking two questions. What is it? What were the changes made as a result of pushing back on the corruption of Watergate? And what do we need to do now to make sure government works, that we have the government we need for the future? And, you know, Common Cause has been working in a bipartisan way to limit money in politics. My friend Bill Moyer says this is the most dangerous moment in American history for democracy. We're either going to be a nation that's of and by and for the people or of and by and for large corporations and the wealthy. Common Cause is committed to making sure that the people get to control democracy and not money.
Yeah, do you think, I feel like people are getting, I don't know if this is the right word for it, but they're getting more educated and getting more involved. So a Common Cause is a perfect platform for that, because now we have people that aren't saying, ah, I'm too busy, I'm exhausted, I'm raising a family, I'm doing so many things. They're actually raising their hand, they're calling their senators and Congress people. I mean, don't you think that's a great thing to try to affect change?
That is a super great thing. The core membership of Common Cause are 65 to 102-year-olds who fell in love with the vision of John Gardner. But our future is 40 to 65-year-olds who have raised their family or are raising their family and are troubled about how money is corroding the system. And you saw those people coming out in large numbers voting in this last election. We also see an uptick in the number of young adults from 18 to 40 who recognize that they are the leaders we've been waiting for, that you can't wait for the House and Senate to act or the president to do the right thing. Most good things that have happened over our several hundred years of history have happened when the citizens have pushed from the bottom up, not when they've waited around for the top to move. And I think health care is a result of that. Americans know we need the 40 million Americans who don't have health care to be inside the tent and have the system of quality health care. I think we know we need to put people back to work. We need to repair our roads and bridges. And that leadership has to come from the bottom up.
Yeah, do you feel like that's happening? That, you know, you mentioned the word reform a bunch, and you were part of that group that really pushed. You had bipartisan cooperation. You could disagree, Democrats and Republicans, and get something done. Do you feel optimistic that maybe we're going to turn that corner, or maybe we'll see that this time around?
I remember what Dr. Jonas Salk, who invented the polio vaccine, said when I asked him the question, are you an optimist or a pessimist? He said, oh, I'm an optimist. It's too easy to be a pessimist. You just go home and wait for the sky to fall. He said, I wake up every morning saying, what can I do to make the world better, whether it's my family, whether it's my community, whether it's my state, or whether it's my nation? That's my motto and mantra. We need to address fear, fundamentalism, and Fox News. We need to work to end the poverty that kills, heal the earth, and bring peace. And we need to be optimistic about how we can reshape the future and not let money corrode our democracy or corporations and the wealthy control the outcome of all of our decision-making. We need to catch the spirit of the early fathers who weren't perfect, but recognize that if democracy is going to survive, it's going to survive by average, ordinary people engaging in politics.
All right. On that sentiment, perfect way to end this. Bob Edgar, thanks so much.
Great to be with you. And if people want more information, just go to commoncause.org, our website.
All right. We'll do that. Thanks, Bob. Common Cause, you got to love that, whether you agree with everything that Bob said or not. They really, truly, back in his heyday, as he was talking about, they had a lot of sticky things they had to work on, and they were able to figure out a way to do that. It doesn't seem to be what we can get out of Washington. And, of course, people are digging their heels in because their backs are so against the wall. It's interesting, politicians can often make strange bedfellows, or there's something else in that mix that makes sense. Geraldo is saying he might run for New Jersey Senate. How about that? Geraldo Rivera going from TV to the Senate. I guess why not? Think of the athletes. What ultimately would he be able to bring to the table? You know, he's a veteran news guy for sure. But how about that? The Senate race has had a lot of weird twists and turns. Geraldo is 69 years old. He's on Fox News a bunch. And he doesn't really want to talk too much about his strategy. He's going to run against Cory. He would run against Cory Booker if ultimately he got the Republican nod, because he would go on the Republican side, obviously. So that could make for an interesting race there, I would say. And maybe he gives Cory a run for his money. Crazy. Hey, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail, and we're also going to throw somebody in the dungeon. Wait till you see who it is. Stay with us.
Had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you. Whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Could have your choice of men, but I can never love again, 'cause he's the only one for me, Jolene. Jolene.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case price, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Nice. Ooh, we're going to go to the mailbag finally, but we got to move to the dungeon first. You guys are going to love this. Al Gore. What is going on with Al Gore? He had to have realized this. Come on, Al. When he made a gazillion dollars by selling his current TV cable network to Al Jazeera, that there was going to be some blowback for this. So Gore... Exactly. He's promoting his The Future, Six Drivers of Global Change, is the name of his book. And as he's out there... Out on the trail, signing copies of his book and whatever.
Is there a pun in there?
Yeah. People are questioning him all over the place about it, and, you know, he's doing the tube thing. And you know, people are pummeling him. He's coming under fire for the amount of money he made. You know, it was a $500 million deal with a company, which is owned by the government of Qatar, and it's... And it netted him $100 million. So on that note, you big dummy Al Gore, I don't care how much you defend yourself, brother. It is pure capitalism. You wanted the money. You sold it to Al Jazeera. It's an oil-based company, brother. You can't get around that. So
whoopsies.
Al, I think you need to go sit in the dungeon. Charles in Charge is going to let you in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
I love when he's criticized. He says, I completely believe in this. You do? How do you completely believe in this? When you say you're anti-fossil fuel and then you're taking fossil fuel money. But see, just like everybody else in Washington, he speaks out of both sides of his mouth. When it's convenient, it's easy to take the money, Al. We could all say the same thing. So, without further ado, so many of you filling the mailbag, let's go and check the mail.
Mail?
Yes, mail is here, and here we go. How about this? This one from Phoebe, who says, Kate, have you checked out the Republicans threatening the IRS with the big subpoenas over the subsidies? This is a big, fat fight over Obamacare. You know, as much as everybody's touting the significance of the Affordable Health Care Act, and we want to believe, there seems to be some discrepancies, one with what, you know, we're going to pay ultimately. So here's the skinny on that. And I think Phoebe's kind of talking about two things maybe in just that short email. But the Republicans are saying that the law permits subsidies only for people enrolled in state-run exchanges or the marketplaces where you've got the regulated insurance plans that are going to be sold starting next year. But a lot of states have refused to set up the exchanges that allows subsidies in those states. So that's a decision that's going to cost billions, let's face it. Republicans say the IRS has no authority to make the decision. And Daryl Issa, the congressman, says he's asked the IRS for documents four separate times relating to how the government is crafting the law, but has been ignored. So he's pummeling everybody with letters on how do you think you're going to work this? How are you going to work this out? So that's why they're threatening to subpoena the IRS documents, because this is over their claims that the administration improperly expanded the availability of subsidies under the federal law, because a lot of the states don't have it. So it's going to get nasty. I mean, get ready for a hailstorm, especially if you're falling in that middle category. If the state doesn't have it set up, then how can they find you? I agree. It's just a crazy cockamamie thing. Let's go to this one from John, who says, boo to Hagel. I don't understand why we can't get somebody better as the Secretary of Defense. Exactly. It's like being in a coliseum. They are booing the gladiator. And Hagel is getting criticized. 7 hours under the hot lights, he started to really sweat. The former Nebraska Republican senator was, you know, compelled, or he felt compelled, to walk back some of the things that he said in the past, which is problematic to me. You know, you can say, here's the thing, am I saying the same things I said when I was 20? Maybe not. I might feel differently about something, but could I say, listen, I was 20 then, and that's how I felt, but I feel differently now. So if he felt one way about complaining about the Jewish lobby was one of the things he said, and some of the other things that he was questioned about, he can certainly change his mind, but he needs to say that then. Listen, I'm changing my positions on Israel, Iran, Iraq, and other things so that I can be put in this position. What if he said that? What if he said, you know what, I think it's all a load of crap. Here's what I said in the past. I'm sticking to it, and if you don't like it, too bad. I think there's a good chance that he might not. He's being caught off guard and by surprise. There's a chance he might not get approved. The freshman Texas Senator Ted Cruz is nailing him. Cruz played two tapes from his appearances on Al Jazeera, which we just spoke about, one of which showed him not challenging a caller who accused Israel of war crimes, another where he appeared to agree with the assertion that America is the world's bully. So he's going to, I think, dance around this a little bit more and then have to ultimately either face the firing squad, so to speak, or somehow squeak in there. And I don't know that that's a realistic view anymore. It was easy for Kerry. I don't think it's going to be easy for him to get in as Secretary of Defense and do. I really want somebody who flip-flops because it's convenient so that they can get into that cabinet position. I'm going to say, Chuck, I'd have more respect for you if you said, you know what, I've kind of changed my views, to be honest. I know it seems convenient, but this is what I really truly think now. Hey, that was 15 years ago, and I feel a little bit differently, or whatever.
I found a clip, Kate.
You did? Well,
yeah, I want to hear it.
Let's hear it.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's what he should have said. Then, well, I'd have more respect for him. But he didn't. He changed on every controversial thing that was going to nail him. So he bent like a reed to try to get an easier confirmation. So that makes me lose complete disrespect for him. I'm just saying. I know this audience can be hardcore, and I bet you feel the very same way. Here's one from Hunter, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I know you're a sports gal, and I was wondering if you heard about the sad story of the X Games snowmobiler who was killed after he tried a pretty terrific stunt. The kid seemed like a real gamer, had a big smile. I saw little snippets of him. I can't confess that I watched the X Games, although my son does," and he was saying how this guy was really a rock star in the sport. Yeah, Caleb Moore, his name is, I know who it is, and he was trying a backflip when what happened was the skis on his snowmobile caught the lip of where he was landing, and he flew over the handlebars. He landed in the snow with the snowmobile rolling over him. He was down for a long time. He walked off with some help, went to a hospital for a concussion, but then he got bleeding around his heart, and they flew him to a hospital for surgery, and he had complications involving his brain. Very sad. Because of the couple of different injuries he had, and you know, this was a kid who, in a short time, he was young, but it's a young sport. He had been around for about a decade or so, and he was getting ready to star in some action sports movies, and he had just switched from ATVs to snowmobiles, and he was doing backflips and all this other kind of stuff, and man, just, you know, really, really sad what happened to him, absolutely. Right, let's move on to another one. This one from Jake in Austin. Jake sends us lots of emails, although we haven't heard from Jake lately. "Hey, I've been hanging out in my bunker, so to speak, Miss Kate, but I have been listening to America Tonight. I'm psyched about the Super Bowl, sort of. I don't know why. Maybe because everybody peddles it as such a big deal. Do you think it will live up to the hype? Are you going to be watching the Super Bowl? And what's the best part for you?" Wow. Questions, 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 Jake. You know, I covered the Super Bowl for like 10 years, and that was fun. It was. Then it's like a whole week thing, and you kind of get tired after a while, but you catch up with everyone in the business, and you get kind of the inside scoop on stuff. So that would have been my favorite part then. Now, I just like watching the game. You know, I've gone to big parties and stuff, but I get too distracted. There's too much conversation. There's too much going on, and then I can't watch, and I don't want to. I'm not a replay person. I don't want to go back and watch sports. So I don't want to tape a sporting event, know what the score is, and go back and watch it. Forget that noise. So my favorite part is just watching the game and chillaxing, just chilling, not doing anything really. If I'm not at the game, then that's or covering it, that's the way I like to watch it. The commercials can be pretty fun, too. I'm going to definitely, for the show, do a big thing on the commercials, so I'll watch to see what I think the best commercials are, and we'll have the commercials for you for sure.
You know who's going to win, Kate?
Who's going to win the commercials?
USA.
USA. USA is going to win the game, you're
yes.
saying? That's right. One of the Harbaugh brothers and somebody in the United States will win, whether it's Baltimore or whether it's the 49ers. I just hope we don't see a blowout. I'd love to see really a very, very close game instead of...
Don't we, like, go through all this vetting so there isn't a blowout?
No, because there's no guarantee of that. When the two teams meet, anything can happen. You get turnovers, you have somebody, you know, on special teams that does something that leads to a touchdown they're not expecting. So anything crazy can happen. Hey, we're talking about healthcare with Eleanor Cliff next from Newsweek here on America Tonight.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
welcome to the show, Eleanor Cliff. She's a contributor, you know her, to Newsweek, of course, Daily Beast, among the other things. Seems like every time I turn on the tube, I see Eleanor. No exaggeration. Eleanor, like I said, it is always fun to get a chance to sit down with you. We've done it a couple times in Washington. I want you to take us back to the moment when the Supreme Court decision came down last year, Justice Roberts. What was your reaction to it?
Well, I think what was fascinating is that when the decision was read, that some media outlets immediately thought that the CARE Act was going to be declared unconstitutional because they rejected the grounds of the Commerce Clause, and then went on to say that it was upheld because it is a tax. And the right-wing networks immediately thought that Obamacare had gone down, and then they had to recalculate. And the Solicitor General, a fellow named Donald Varelli, who initially was criticized for the way he defended the Affordable Care Act and the fact that he introduced an alternative way to uphold it by declaring it a tax, well, that turned out to be the saving grace. And the fact that Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, provided the fifth vote along with the liberals to uphold the act, I mean, it was a ruling that shook Washington to its core and had conservatives accusing Roberts of, you know, nothing short of tyranny.
Yeah. And now here we are a year later, and we're seeing that more of the law is being implemented, and there's problems, a little bit of problems with the glitches with accepting money, some of the states, the extra money, when it comes to Medicaid. And I just learned that Suzanne Martinez in New Mexico and Jan Brewer in Arizona are saying, well, you know, on second thought, maybe we ought to take that money. Do you think we're going to see that start to swing when reality sets?
I do think so, because what they're hearing from are the hospitals in their states, and on the boards of those hospitals sit prominent people, many of them donors to the Republican Party, and they're seeing what a rejection of the Medicaid expansion that is fully funded by the federal government, I believe for the first 5 years and then underwritten after that. They're seeing how that hurts the hospitals who have to continue to provide care for that segment of the population, but then without any remuneration, and they can't sustain that. So these governors are getting pressured from within and from members of their own party, likely. So I think those kind of shifts that with Martinez and Brewer are going to become more likely. I'll keep my eye on Bobby Jindal, Louisiana, because he's got presidential ambitions, and he's been the biggest holdout so far. If he folds, then we know the shift is really underway.
Hey, speaking of presidential aspirations, it was interesting, and obviously as someone who has a keen eye on politics and has covered it for a long time, what did you make? It's funny, it's growing up in New Jersey, watching the big shift and seeing Chris Christie come in as governor, what did you make of all the photographs of him and Obama touring, you know, the Sandy, the victims of Hurricane Sandy? Wasn't that a wild twist in the political process, in a sense, as we were getting ready to elect the president again?
Right. I mean, that was, you know, unusual bedfellows. But I think, you know, Governor Christie is an emotional guy, and the devastation that Sandy did to his state really moved him. He, you know, his comments after viewing the destruction along the Jersey shore and, you know, seeing the roller coaster out in the ocean. And he was grateful for the attention that the president devoted to that issue, and the fact that he hastened federal help and all of that, and he showed it, just like he loves Bruce Springsteen, who's an out Democrat. He likes his music. He liked President Obama's music here too, political music, and you know, some Republicans think it really turned the election. I think I wouldn't go that far. I think Obama was on a trajectory to win, but I think the imagery of these two politicians, different parties together, I think is exactly what the American public wants to see, and it helped the president, and it helped Christie, too, if he should choose to run in the future.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you think we're going to see, because now a lot of the conversation has been about bipartisan cooperation. Of course, this was just a handful of senators and immigration, but are we going to see that shift, Eleanor, or are we going to be stuck in the same gear that we've been stuck in Washington?
Well, I think it's heartening that the Republicans have seen the light on immigration reform. They realize they can't be a governing party in this country if they don't, you know, change how they're perceived by the fastest growing constituent group in the country. So they were moved by political motivations, but they've also made some slight adjustments to the filibuster so that it makes it a teeny bit harder for Republicans to use it to block everything. So we are, you know, seeing some signs of bipartisanship, and I always remember that Obama said before he was reelected that once he was reelected that, quote, the fever will break. I don't think it's entirely the case because there's still extreme obstructionism on, well, fiscal matters, but we've got some deadlines coming up here which will, you know, show how real the new bipartisanship is, if they can avoid damaging the U.S. economy over the next couple of months.
Yeah, we're talking about bringing it back around to health care and talking about the ACA. Do you think now that, because some of the bigger, the thornier or more contentious, if you wanted to talk about that, issues in the ACA are coming up, like the individual health mandate, we still see that there's a lot of blowback on that. Do you think that it's just because people are being fed lines and they don't understand really what it means? Or employers are using it like dominoes to say, forget it, we're dumping coverage, and then that scares people.
Yeah, but I think when Americans hear mandate, I mean, I think that arouses suspicion from the start. But, you know, we have a mandate, if you will, on insurance if you want to drive a car.
Right.
There's a health insurance mandate in Massachusetts, which seems to have worked pretty well. So I think once it gets going, it'll be okay. I don't know that there are any lawsuits being filed on the mandate the way there are lawsuits filed about considering contraception as part of free preventive care. There are lawsuits filed on that, and then there are lawsuits filed on certainly on the Medicaid expansion. So I think this, you know, the law is going to be litigated into the future as well, and it's certainly, I don't think everything is in its final form. There probably will be adjustments, but I think they're, you know, around the edges. I don't think that it's realistic anymore for the opposition to think they can dismantle this.
Yeah. On the contraception issue, you think that goes all the way to the Supreme Court mentioning the lawsuits?
I imagine that does go all the way to the Supreme Court, yes.
Yeah.
Because that's just the kind of constitutional state and religious divide that is, you know, made to raise constitutional issues and made to go before the Supreme Court. And we, you know, we have a very divided Supreme Court, and so that could go either way, frankly.
Yeah, no kidding. Eleanor, what a delight, as I mentioned at the top, to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.